Hello, my name's Sylvester McCoy, Doctor Who number 7. You are listening to Gallifrey Public Radio. Yes, that's what. There's something wrong with the speaker. Hello. Hello.
Hi.
This is Gallifrey Public Radio, a weekly podcast dedicated to positive enjoyment of Doctor Who. We travel through classic and new episodes, explore the extended universe, and play a few games from time to time. We do discuss news, content that has been officially released, and the occasional interesting rumor, but we'll warn you before anything considered spoilers comes up.
Welcome to episode 376 of Gallifrey Public Radio, where I'm on a pedestal, naturally. Jay has a fancy new gold watch and a cake from the grocery store, and Kier, well, he's putting his belongings in a copy paper box. I'm Haley.
I'm Kier.
And I'm Jay. This week, we entertain ourselves during our stay-at-home orders by tapping into our treasure trove of Whovian game ideas. So we're pulling from our recurring game show convention panel. Hey, you guys remember conventions? Those were fun. And we're playing a session of Fire, Retire, Admire.
Right, so since we've got a lot of time to think through past ideas and revisit them, and hopefully you've got some time to listen to them, hey, how are you? Glad to know you're still listening. Hope everybody's doing well. We're going to go through one of the games that I think we most enjoy when we get a chance to do them on a con panel. And maybe someday, if they remember how cons work, we'll be able to do it again. But we'll go through the basic rules for everybody's refresher. If you have never gotten a chance to see our game show panel at any of the cons, we've done them in years past. So here's a little bit of a rundown. The game is very similar, as we mentioned towards the close of last week's episode, to the fornicate and kill, right? So the whole premise being that there are three individuals that you are trying to decide among for who is getting various levels of treatment. Here within the Whovian universe, we're going to be doing this with characters that are sort of categorically linked, and you're going to have to determine who gets fired. So they are given sort of a dishonorable discharge. They are removed from the Whovian universe, never to be seen or even referred to again. They are dead to us. There is the Retire, which are characters that are sort of lovingly sent off. You're not going to see them again, but they are remembered fondly. They have not been stricken from the record, so to speak. And then there's Admire. There are the ones that will go on appearing and being loved and stories explored, and they're going to be just revered for the rest of time. Okay, so Fire, Retire, Admire. Some of these rounds will be easier than others. Some of them are systematically intended to be not nice. So I hope you enjoy going through this. Jay and Haley, I sort of put these in a bit of an order, so we'll go through as many rounds as our brain pans can handle, and we'll see where this goes. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. All right. All right. So the first round is what I'm just going to kind of refer to as the power companions. All right. So these are companions that have really endeared themselves primarily to a new Whovian audience, but they are ones that had some they exercised some serious strength. They were forces on the show. So Jay, I'll start with you on this one. Fire, Retire, Admire with Donna Noble. You knew she was going to be on this.
Yeah.
Rose Tyler and Bill Potts.
Oh, geez. Mm-hmm. Wow, right out of the gate, you're just being cruel.
Well, I got to establish precedent here.
All right, just because of the way things have played out, as much as I hate to say it, because I absolutely adore her, I'm going to say Fire Donna.
Wow.
Because, well, okay. She forgot about the doctor. We're not getting anything else from her. She's done.
Okay.
I'd say retire Bill, you know.
Okay.
Make reference to her because, you know, I'm going purely off of story for these characters right now.
That's absolutely fine. It's a strategy.
Because, I mean, it's, you know, she went off on her thing and it's absolutely how, you know, yes, we remember her fondly, but she is gone. And then for Rose, I'm going to say admire because, yeah, we'll get her back as the moment.
Okay, fair enough. Haley, what would you do with those three names as far as fire, retire, admire?
Well, I'm just going to completely disagree with Jay and flip everything he said because obviously he's so I'm going to start off just because I feel like the character was great for the time she was in, but when you go back to her, doesn't quite work as well. So I'm going to say you have to fire Rose Tyler.
Okay.
I will lovingly retire Bill Potts. I feel like you got her entire story, her journey. She's off on her own adventures now that are separate from the doctor. So we'll retire her. And then you forever admire Donna Noble because they could bring her back with any doctor ever and it's going to be magical.
Right. And for her, it would be like meeting the doctor for the first time all over again. So, okay.
Yes.
All right. I get it.
So that is how Jay was wrong in this round.
Very well. All right. We'll see if this holds true. Second round is a little easier to sort of categorize here among the three. So we're dealing with the Paternoster gang. So you have Madame Vostra, you have Jenny, and you have Strax. So Haley, I'm going to give you first crack at this one.
Okay. So I am going, the fire retire part is the one I'm struggling with. I think I'm going to fire Strax just because I'm tired of potato jokes.
Okay.
Which means I will lovingly retire Jenny and forever admire Madame Vostra.
Okay. All right. I understand that strategy very well. Jay, do you deviate or do you follow course?
No, I'm going to deviate. We can probably retire Strax. You know, he was enjoyable for his time and, you know, we can remember him fondly, but his time is done.
Mm-hmm.
This is where it gets difficult because I don't want to, as much as I would love to see the 13th Doctor be able to match wits with her, I'm going to fire Vostra.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Because I think that Jenny could be much more interesting if she weren't constantly played off as a sidekick.
Okay. So you think it's sort of an untapped resource.
Yeah. I think there's more story potential with Jenny than there is with Vostra.
Interesting. Okay. That's a very interesting line of thought. I might want to chase that further down the road. All right. But let's take another grouping of characters that we think we know well and see if we can't chop it up a little bit. So this would have to do with our team Torchwood. Now, there's a bit of a caveat here because you know we're looking ahead as we're going through our rewatch. We're just in the first season, so we still have our full cast of characters. But we know in true Whovian fashion that whittles down over time. But if I were to tell you right now just to take the legacy and the standing of these characters as we know and appreciate them, Jay, what would you do with Captain Jack, Yanto, and Gwen Cooper?
Ooh, I think you got the bum rap. I think that I would rather retire Yanto.
Mm.
You know, I think that he should have, he went out, they did him dirty. He should not have gone out like that. but you can't fire Jack. He's got to stick around.
Mm.
There's so much more to be had with him. So yeah, I'm going to say fire Gwen.
Okay. All right, stricken from the record.
It hurts me, wow. But...
Well, the yeah. game is designed
it must
to hurt.
To be so wrong.
Go ahead, Haley.
So, I think I'm going to fire Jack. I don't think he fits in the modern Whovian universe the way he used to. So, I will fire Jack and bring on so much hate mail. You can send it to me, Haley at whatever our address is, .com. I will lovingly retire Yanto for the same reason. He got done dirty and I won't do it to him again. But forever admire Gwen Cooper. In fact, I would like to see her with the current doctor.
That would be really interesting. Yeah, it absolutely
that would.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's
her and Yaz can hang out and do copy things.
Cop-like. Not copy things like
copper.
I'm going to go talk to, you know, I'm going to go set up a perimeter on this side. You go set up a perimeter on that side, and then we'll be completely out of the scene together.
All right. Shifting gears over to our villains for the next round. So, Haley, I'm going to ask you what you would do with the legacy and the recurrence, or possibly never to recur again, of the Daleks, the Cybermen, and the Weeping Angels.
Okay, so this one's actually easier for me, because I feel like the Daleks got played out real hard in a stretch of Doctor Who there. So I'm going to fire them. I feel like every time they do the Cybermen, they do something interesting with them. So I'm going to lovingly retire them, because I think we've had too much of them now as well, at least for a while. But we haven't seen the Angels in a while. So I'm going to admire the Weeping Angels and hope that there's an interesting thing to be done with them in the future.
Okay. Huh. Jay, where would you go with this?
As much as that hurts me to say, I am 100% agreeing with Haley on this.
Okay. For exactly the same reasons?
Pretty much, yeah. I really like the Cybermen that we got at the end of the latest series, but they're really struggling to make the Daleks interesting again.
Mm.
But yeah, I mean, the Weeping Angels, I'd absolutely love and hate them at the same time, and I wouldn't mind seeing more, as long as they leave the Statue of Liberty alone, for the love of God.
Well, New Jersey's got their eyes on that, so that's done. All right, round five, and Jay, you're going to get first crack at this one, has to do with what I can only really define as the boyfriends. So we've got Danny Pink, Rory Williams, or Pond, and Mickey Smith.
This one's fairly simple for me, I think. I'm going to fire Danny. I think that he, pretty much all of his character was wrapped up in what motivation he provided for Clara.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't much more under the surface there that I feel like we need to explore. So fire Danny. We can retire Mickey, because we saw a fantastic character arc from, you know, going from the bozo to the, you know, the well-rounded character. He absolutely loved his arc, but that story's done. But I will always admire Rory. He was, you know, constantly played up as the underdog and turned out to be just a absolute tremendous asset to the team. You know, he's originally tagging along, but turned out to be one of the ones we remember the most fondly.
Okay. Haley, where would you go with this?
So for me, again, the fire retire part is the part I struggle with a little bit, because Mickey annoyed me so much early on that I feel the need to fire him. Yes, he got better later, but too little too late. So I will fire Mickey. I will retire Danny. But yeah, you know, Rory's your ride or die. You have to admire him.
All right. The sixth round is what I'm just going to refer to as the support squad. I was going to do something that went full unit with this, and I decided to sort of roll it back a little bit and just take it as characters who were there in a true supporting fashion. So, Haley, you're going to get first run at Kate Lethbridge-Stewart, Harriet Jones, Prime Minister, or any role that she carried along her iterations, and Osgood.
Okay, so I'm going to fire Harriet Jones, just because I don't want to fire anybody else. I will retire Osgood. I feel like we've gotten a lot from her. I have enjoyed her, but I think that's probably enough for Osgood. But admire Kate Lethbridge-Stewart. I love every time we see her. I really hope they bring her back again soon, because it's been too long since we saw her. So yeah, that one was not too difficult.
Gotcha. Okay. Jay?
So yeah, I agree with Haley. Fire Harriet Jones. It's tough, because I absolutely, absolutely love both of these characters. I hate to say it, but I'm going to retire Kate Stewart, because I can't see doing it to Osgood. I want to see, every time she shows up, it's just better and better, and I want to see so much more.
Okay, that's fair. I think both characters have plenty of room to be explored further, and seeing them interact with more and more of our character set is always, it has capacity to be interesting. So, all right. This one might get a little muddier. So let's flip back over to the dark side of the coin here and go with the Masters. So Jay, you're going to have to make some hard calls on Delgado's Master, Missy, or Sasha Dewan's Spy Master.
Ooh.
And just an editor's note here, it was difficult just to narrow down three Masters just to put on the list.
All right. he has to be treated with respect. So I'm going to say retire Delgado.
Okay.
Quintessential, you know, he started the whole thing. It was, he was absolutely perfect for the villain that he was trying to play at the time. Mm-hmm. So absolutely respect him, but it was a product of the time. I'm gonna have to fire the Spymaster.
Okay.
I don't feel as connected to him as I did to Missy. I thought Missy was absolutely fantastic, and if that was the only master we got from here until the end of time, I would be totally fine with it. I loved what Sacha Dhawan did with the character, but it was just there were a few missteps that didn't land right for me, and so I'd prefer Missy.
Okay. Haley, what would you do?
I'm going to go with Jay on this one. Sacha Dhawan, nothing wrong with his portrayal of the Master. He just hasn't made me fall in love with him yet. Missy has made me fall in love with her, so we will forever admire her. And then Delgado can sit, you know, in the garden in a rocking chair and enjoy his retirement.
Just slowly miniaturizing every animal that passes through. All right.
The kids that come for their frisbee, yeah, whoever.
Yeah, precisely. No, that ball's gone, Bobby. Don't go for it. All right. This next round seems innocent enough on the surface. It is not. I have used this one in more than one convention round, and I refer to it as the Silver Foxes. So these are our doctors of age. So your silver-haired first doctor, third doctor, and 12th doctor. Haley, what would you do with the Silver Foxes?
Okay, so this is by process of elimination who gets what. So you have to retire Hartnell, the first doctor. You lovingly let him go sit in the backyard with Delgado, you know, miniaturizing the children with their frisbees. And you have to admire Capaldi. Like, what else could you possibly do? Which unfortunately means you end up firing Pertwee.
Mm.
Through no fault of his own.
Okay. It's just simply because someone has to take the bullet. I get it. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, John. There were budget cuts. You know, no other choice.
It's not you. It's us. It's, yeah. All right. Jay, would you differ?
No. Actually, I don't think it's... I'd absolutely 100% admire Capaldi. I mean, I've gone on record multiple times talking about how he is my doctor. He is absolutely everything that I think of when I think of the character of the doctor. The other two are hard, though. I mean, I really could go either way, but Hartnell gets the edge simply because he was the first. You know, if not for him, we wouldn't have any of the others. So
fair. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm not going to let up on you because our next round has to do with classic companions. So, Jay, I'm keeping you in the hot seat for this, as you have to make your decision with Joe Grant, Jamie McCrimmon, and Leela.
Oh, dang it.
Yeah.
Okay. Admire Jamie. I can't. He's absolutely my favorite classic companion. Barely edging out Sarah Jane, but he's the front runner. Mm-hmm. I've got to retire. Oh, and I hate to do this. I'm going to retire Joe Grant, and that means I've got to fire Leela just because because of the execution.
Okay.
Had they treated her better, had they treated her more like a character and less like eye candy, it might have come out differently. But based on what we were given in the show, I got to make that decision.
Okay. Haley, where would you rest on this?
So I also have to fire Leela. Just the character was not executed as well as she could have been. Mm. So she gets executed. So... I understand the love for Jamie, but he's just not for me. So I'm going to retire him. And okay. That means I get to admire Joe Grant.
Which is great, because given even more time, her character would just get better and better and better.
Yes.
All right. Haley, don't go anywhere, because I'm going to now ask you to work with, and these were pulled from, if you remember, one of the episodes we did, I don't know how many months back, where we were talking about characters who we met briefly that we thought deserved more time. So I'm going to refer to these as the companions that weren't, because they had an opportunity to be something much more to the show and were not given an additional opportunity to do so. So you're going to have to work with Madame du Pompadour, Sally Sparrow, and Grace O'Brien.
Oh.
Yeah. Ooh.
That's right. Messed up.
Mm. So, ugh, I kind of want to just retire all of them. I have to fire somebody. I'm going to fire Sally Sparrow because I feel like we know the least about what we're losing there, so it hurts the least.
Okay.
I will retire Madame de Pompadour just because I feel like we got her whole life. We got a full story from her, which means that I will be admiring Grace.
To Grace.
To Grace. To Grace.
All right, Jay, what would you do with this uncomfortable situation?
I'm going to have to agree with Haley. Primarily, Grace is that one's a foregone conclusion. But with the other two, it's more Madame de Pompadour was central to her story. We could not have had that story without her.
Mm-hmm.
Sally Sparrow was a byproduct of the Weeping Angels. We could have put someone else in that story and still had almost the exact same story. It wasn't so much her character that made that story memorable. She was a great character, but it wasn't her that made that story for me.
Okay.
Whereas with Girl in the Fireplace, you could not have had that without Madame de Pompadour.
Got it. Okay. Absolutely understood.
This is mean.
Yeah. 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 The category name says it all. So for this round, we're dealing with our space fam. So, Jay, you have to look squarely in the eye to Graham O'Brien, Yasmin Khan, and Ryan Sinclair and make this call.
I know exactly what I'm going to do. I'm worried about the backlash for actually saying this. I'm going to retire Graham. You know, I absolutely love him, but, you know, everybody has to fall into a category. So, I'm going to say retire Graham. And I think we've gotten plenty of Ryan, so I'm going to admire Yaz. I want to keep her around for as long as possible. And unfortunately, that means that Ryan's getting cut.
Okay. Clean out your desk. Don't talk to security on your way out. All right. Haley, would you jive with this or would you deviate?
Yeah, I mean, this is a brutal choice you've put on us, but I think I have to agree with Jay. Yeah, for pretty much all the same reasons. I just feel like there's so much more that we can get from Yaz. You can't.
Well, it's because we win a whole series without getting anything from her.
Right? Yeah, there's nothing you can do to make me fire Graham. So I'm sorry, Ryan, but please don't take our stapler on your way out.
You are allowed one desk plant, but only one. All right. This last round, I could not name it any other way. I'm just gonna call it like it is. This is gonna hurt. So, Haley, since...
And what was the rest of this?
That was you picking at the edge of the Band-Aid so that you could get a decent grip on it, and now you have to make the decision on how fast and in which direction you're going to tear. So, Haley, you've got Sarah Jane Smith, the Brigadier, and Wilfred Mott.
What the... Who didn't love you enough?
So not only is it painful for us, but
I've been trapped in this house for a long time.
We're going to get so much hate mail. Send it Fine. All to Keir. He's the one that made us do this.
Yeah, exactly.
That's K-E-I-R at GallifreyPublicRadio.com.
Oh, trying to figure out whose supporters are going to send the least hate mail. Let's see. Let's work backwards from this. So I'm going to admire Sarah Jane Smith.
Okay.
It's going to happen. I'm going to retire the Brig. Which leaves me no choice but to fire Wilfred Mott.
Did not see that coming. But hey, you got to make a choice. Wow. What do you got, Jay?
Okay, I'm sorry for the extra work this is creating for you, Kira, but you are f***ed up. You realize that?
You twisted son of a...
I'm going to retire Wilf because I absolutely love him. And I would love to see him return. But somebody's got to go, so we'll retire him because I could not take that scene with him and David Tennant at the end away. Mm-hmm. That just, it was too good, too emotional, too perfect. And I have, I have to admire Sarah Jane.
All right.
I feel so dirty saying this, but I got to fire the Brig.
Five rounds rapid. There you go. I think you just did that to get back at me for putting you into this position in the first place. To be fair.
That, you know what? That is fair. I'll fire the brig too, just because screw you, Kier.
Yeah, okay. You know what? Oh, yeah. Operation Human Shield. There I go. All right. Well.
Oh, man.
So,
and I'll defend myself by saying I'm actually firing the cyber brig, which none of us wanted anyways.
There you go. Yeah. He's not real. Just a shell. So there you have it. That is Fire Retire Admire. That is normally a number of rounds beyond what we would get to in our own Know Who Didn't game show panels. We normally get through about three or four of those. So this was a full smash. So it hurts that much more. And and hopefully we'll wake you up in the middle of the night questioning your choices and checking your email inboxes for all of the verbal attacks that might pour in. So social media contacts will be in the outro. So there you go.
Cure made us do this.
Oh, geez. All right, let's go to the news.
I was worried until the last moment that we were not going to have a whole lot of news material to share, because as we were getting through a good chunk of the week since our last recording session, it was kind of quiet. We were doing, we had a few of the live tweets that were being scheduled or being in the planning stages. But it really, obviously, with everything's production frozen and whatnot, it just wasn't a whole lot emerging. And then things arrived because, as we've been learning over the last few weeks, not only are the fans sitting there at home wondering, what do we do? What do we fill our time with? How do we keep ourselves engaged in this content and this fandom that we love? But our creators are also sitting there saying, what do I do? How do I keep the ideas flowing? What do I do with this thought that I had that I can't currently turn into a full episode, but I really want to get this idea down and I love it so much and I want to share it with people? So we have mentioned a few times that our writer, Pete McTeague, has been doing some interesting stuff. You know, we got a chance to meet him at Galley and see some of his process and so forth. And he has now contributed this kind of lovely little short story that went straight to the BBC. BBC put it out there and everybody's been sharing it free. It's out there to read in its entirety. And it's nice because it not only tells a nice little tale, it involves our 13th Doctor, which is great. It involves Susan.
Yes. I mean, we've always said we want Susan to return. This isn't how we expected it, but it's still nice.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's called Press Play. It'll be linked in the notes here. And it's I don't want to give anything away about how it's executed, because it's just a fun little, it's a clever little way to bring these two characters together. But it also even addresses some rather unexpected things in their dialogue exchange, like lost episodes.
Let's just say that it's now canon that if given the chance, the Doctor would sit and watch Doctor Who with us.
Yeah. So how cool is that? She said, "Oh, this is where color came into it. Yeah, this is where the databanks suddenly shifted over from black and white storage to full color storage. It was lovely." Another little piece that was handed to us was actually a little bit more. I want to know what Stephen Moffat does with his downtime. You know, what rattles through his head when he doesn't have any deadlines to meet or anything? Does he just continue to think in stories and vignettes and little? Is he just constantly creating? Because he gave us a little episode, short story piece a little while ago as well, with the whole Strax comedic bit, and now he's going back to Young Amelia Pond.
Yeah, it's clearly he left the show before he was done telling stories. So this is just kind of a nice little. He actually worked with Caitlin Blackwood to create the new Amelia Pond story called The Raggedy Doctor.
It's kind of like, was it supposed to be like a diary? I mean, it kind of reads like a diary, or was it just, okay.
Yeah, basically young Amelia Pond writing in her diary after the Doctor had taken off and said he'd be back in like 5 minutes.
Right. Now, all right, you both had talked during our game session just a little while ago about the reverence and eternal love and respect for Rory. Rory gets dumped on in this little short story repeatedly. Did it sit a little funny with you?
Well, it starts with him getting dumped on.
That, well, that's true. Yeah. Take it from that snapshot in the story progression, I suppose.
But also, no, at the end of the diary entry, like, everyone could be monsters except Rory.
Yeah.
Like, it ends on a very nice note.
That, and I mean, that's, it took a while for Rory to become Rory. He was very much this kind of Rory early on. So it's, I'm okay with it. It did not bother me at all.
Mm-hmm.
It fit who he was at that time.
Right. And kudos, by the way, to Caitlin Blackwood, who is now many years older than she was when she shot The 11th Hour, but is still able to sort of capture that childish little young Amelia voice. And it just, mm-hmm. it's just kind of nice to hear that little brogue again, you know?
Right. It was fun.
Also interesting things that you can also listen to now, speaking of creators and content being handed over to us that we weren't expecting, our beloved Big Finish is doing something very, very nice for the public. We've been talking amongst ourselves about the fact that we've got the time and the opportunity to be able to, you know, queue up more podcasts and listen to more audiobooks and things of that sort. Well, you know, we're always going to sing the praises of Big Finish and the stories that they tell. And now, if you've been a little hesitant, or if you're just not in a financial position to be able to drop, you know, $20, $30 or so on every story installment that you want to be able to add to your MP3 player or grab discs for, you're going to get a bit of a free opportunity for quite some time, you know, for, what is it, 8 weeks running now?
Yeah, for two solid months. Big Finish is releasing free stories.
And so it'll be a story per week for 8 weeks. And these are all, I'm guessing that they're probably going to be from some of their more modern series cuts. So you'll be dealing with each one of those installments will be, if you're getting all three chapters, so you've got 3 hours of listening content to be able to go through with each of them. And they're starting off strong because I think they're handing over the War Doctor first. They're doing the Innocent. So that should be a ton of fun because that not only allows you, for some of you, maybe first exposure to Big Finish, which if that's the case, great. You're going to love the format and everything. But then you also get to hear Sir John Hurt, and it's written by Nick Briggs himself. So it's a great story to dive into. I have to imagine that somewhere within those 8 weeks, they are going to give you some Eighth Doctor story as well. So maybe Chimes of Midnight. I think that would be a great one for everybody to start with. But anyway,
we'll see what happens.
I hope.
I'm Stephen John Drew from Better Podcasting, a podcast about podcasting, part of the Gunna Geek Network. Just like the show you're checking out now. Shows on the network are individually owned, and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find fantastic geeky shows at GunnaGeekNetwork.com.
Well, next week we'll be coming back with our classic rewatch and starting out season 17 strong with the creature from the pit.
Mm-hmm. So, getting into it, and now we're going to have to figure out exactly, Haley, since you were not, you're going to have to do a little bit of catching up because you're going to notice a change of casting.
Yeah.
So.
Not in Doctor Who.
No, of course not.
Never. No. No.
With a really interesting explanation as to how they pull it off too. So.
This has been episode 376 of Gallifrey Public Radio. Until next week, this is Jay saying, so I'm going to admire Jay, retire Kieran. Ooh, sorry, Haley.
And this is Kier saying, oh, Scarecrow, I think I'll miss you most of all.
And this is Haley saying, I was going to call Kier a monster, but Jay, I'm going to have to show you the door.
We'll see you guys next week.
And we'll see.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of Gallifrey Public Radio. Want to keep the conversation going? You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, or just send us a good old-fashioned email to feedback@gallifreypublicradio.com. You can also give us a phone call at 754-225-5477. That's 754-CALL-GPR, and you may hear your voice on a future episode of the show. Everything's got to end sometime, otherwise nothing would ever get started. Join us next week for a brand new episode.
Jacob Henson. Gallifrey Public Radio is copyright 2020. See you next week.